Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my love. I am so excited to be here. Let's talk about our inner child. So the first time I heard about the inner child, it was a bit odd to me until I really delved really deep into the work and could understand what the benefit of this type of work is. So for anybody that understands the inner child and understands inner child healing, the correlation between this type of work and just feeling more fulfilled in our present day lives is quite obvious. But if you're not familiar with the concept and the subsequent work, then it can be a bit abstract and it might not be so obvious to see the benefits of doing this type of work. So just to give you a brief little overview, your inner child is like a childlike, usually hidden aspect of your personality, and it can be characterized as playfulness, spontaneity, creativity, and all those emotions that you had when you were a little child that you now embody and that are memories within your body. But at the same time, these are also accompanied by anger, hurt, fear, and all the other emotions that your body has now stored due to your childhood experiences. And why this is relevant for you today is because it's still an aspect of your today's personality. Meaning, you know, from a positive perspective, if you are out in nature, for me, sometimes my inner child will come out and I will like start climbing trees and I'm having so much fun in nature. And that really brings out this childlike part of me in a playful and fun way that I probably wouldn't bring out if I was in my office, let's say. But in contrast, we may have an external situation happen where maybe someone is rude to us, maybe something happens at work, maybe a partner does something to make us feel rejected, and that's going to trigger within us an experience where we were also hurt as a child. And the important part to know is that who comes out is that childlike character, right? When we are triggered from a negative perspective, in a negative way, we don't respond in a very logical, rational, elevated, evolved way. We sometimes, especially if we haven't explored, you know, a lot of self-awareness and self-regulation practices, we respond in a reactive, maybe explosive, but often childlike way. And so that is why this work is so important, because when we can address our inner child and when we can do the work to heal our inner child and connect with our inner child on a daily basis, we are less triggered. And we're just more in control in that we can bring out our inner child in the positive and playful and fun ways. But at the same time, when we are triggered by an external experience today in this moment, we can work to affirm and to soothe our inner child so that when we respond from a place of love and a place of power. So, you know, if you're doing this work and you're familiar with it, it's a beautiful path to take. We do this work in all of our programs. I do trainings inside of the Empowering Women for Success free Facebook community. And so if you're familiar with it, amazing. But if you're not familiar with it and you're like, Mars, I don't even know how to relate. How do I know? I'm just going to give you a couple of signs that can tell you that you have a wounded inner child. So the first one I would say is you are a people pleaser and you sacrifice your needs for others. This is a quite obvious sign that may have stemmed from from a couple of different things. It may have been that the only time you were really affirmed or shown love was the times that you were always doing for the other, the time that you were sacrificing your needs for the other. Or perhaps that your parents or caretakers made you feel like you were hard work for communicating your needs. So they often ignored you. And when you did communicate their needs, they made you feel like you were an inconvenience. Or maybe they were just entirely dismissive until you were doing something for the other. If you were just adapting to them and listening to them. So the times that you were listening, you were perceived as a good girl or a good boy. And the times that you weren't, you were shamed. And so enough of that grooms the child, right? Especially before the age of 7, when we are so malleable, when we are just everything, we're taking everything on. If we are trained in this way to that our thoughts and our opinions don't matter, or perhaps we were so controlled that we weren't allowed to make any decisions for ourselves, we don't even know how to exercise that skill. So we always look to the other. We're always looking at our husband, our parents, our friends for affirmation, like, is this okay, before we go out and do the thing that we want to do. And so in relationship, we see this come out as sacrificing for the other all the time. Oh my gosh, I can hear Luca screaming. Mom life. So that's a big indication that you have a wounded inner child who just wants more love and affection from you. Another one could be that you have a hard time letting go of things such as emotions, people, events, and resentments. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you had an upbringing that where, for example, you weren't forgiven easily, where you were punished, there was like an energy and a culture of punishment in your home, then you may bring this on. Like this can gear you towards being a people pleaser or maybe both, holding on to resentment. For example, if you did something to upset your mother or your father or your caretaker, and you apologize and they kept walking away from you and pushing you away and holding on to that anger, having a very long refractory period with that emotion, then you may adopt the same thing, that people need to be adequately punished for doing the wrong thing. Another one could be that you identify as a perfectionist and hold yourself to unreasonable standards. Now, I just did an episode on perfectionism because it's such a big, block for a lot of people to really live the lives that they want, to chase their dreams, is this idea that they need to get things right before they can take that first step. And so if you identify as a perfectionist, like there's a very unworthy feeling little child within you that needs to be affirmed. You know, maybe our parents really cared about what other people thought. Maybe they really wanted us to look prim and proper, to speak well, to have the best manners, to have the best grades. Perhaps they compared you to others. Perhaps you weren't the best student and you made you feel not very smart when you were in class. So you wanted to get things right. So there's so many life circumstances that could have led you to go down this perfectionist route. And that's one of the things that we have to understand about this type of work and just understand about ourselves, is that the experience isn't as important as the emotion and resonant feeling that we got from the experience. So the experience could have been 20, 30 different things for among different people, but the emotion and the belief and the feeling after that initial emotion could be the same. So we could have so many different types of trauma under different labels, but the end result is, for example, some of the things I've just mentioned is, being a people pleaser, having a hard time letting go, holding on to resentment, identifying as a perfectionist. Now, I have a huge list in front of me that I'm looking at that could be indicators. So I just picked a couple just to show you that our current behaviors now are an indication and can show to us in which places we need to heal. Now, when I say that, you know, these signs are that you have a wounded inner child, yeah, it's a sign that you have a wounded inner child. That's every single person on this planet. It is a part of our personality. And this is part of, you know, the personal development journey, is accepting the dark and the light of us. We are not always going to be vibing high. We are not always going to have the display the best emotions or the best response, etc. And we need to learn to love ourselves in our shadows, and we need to learn to love ourselves when that wounded inner child comes out and we respond in a way that isn't our ideal response. And so you are not alone, my love. We all have this wounded little child within us that comes out and says hello, you know, hopefully not every day, but maybe, you know, a couple times a week, maybe a couple times a month, maybe only in specific situations. But there is a wounded child, and it's nothing that, it's not the idea that we are broken or damaged or any of that BS. It is, how do we nurture this little child? So imagine a little beautiful innocent child standing in front of you making a mistake. And how would you talk to that beautiful innocent little child? You would comfort that child. You would love that child. You would affirm that child. And that's the essence of inner child healing, is that we are there with the child. We hold space for the child. We are present with the child. We look that child in the eye. We hold her hand. And we tell her that we're going to stay there until we get through this. That she can trust you, that you are there to guide her, and that she's not alone. And this is work that we can do on a deeper level. We do this deep work in our 12-week transformational program. We do this inside of our monthly membership, The Academy. And we also do this in our Facebook group, Empowering Women for Success. So if you're not in there, that is a perfect place to start. If you want to do a little bit deeper work, then come join us at The Academy. The link will be in the show notes. We are doing some amazing work in there. It gives you the three things that we need to make positive change in our lives. And that is content and strategy. So under one, community and accountability. If you have these three things, you will make positive change in your life. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. I appreciate your love and support, and I'll see you on the next episode. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.